What's happening, guys? Welcome to the first broadcast of Crash Test Radio on iDobe.com. I'm Rocco Burrow. Alongside me from the band Houston Calls, Jared Seltzer.
Hello, Rocco.
And our longtime friend, John Secunda.
What's happening?
You're using the word friend a little loosely there.
I do. I use it very loosely.
Shut up.
Those of you expecting to hear the Man of the Hour show tonight, we're sorry to disappoint you. Is that what it's called? What is it called?
No, you're right. I was laughing at your stutter. But luckily, we're not live, so we can just start over. No, screw it.
Yeah, just keep going.
Podcaster, there we go. No, the people who were planning on tuning in for the Man of the Hour show are not going to hear it tonight, but a big thank you to that show and Tom from Adobe Radio. We will, however, be live on Monday nights from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you're tuning in then. But for now, we got a lot to get to today, so I think it's about time to get to it.
Quite frankly, this is our first shot ever at a podcast. I've never really listened to any podcasts in the future.
And you've never listened to them in the future?
I hate
You don't have
you.
A time machine like Doc?
You dummy.
Yeah, you're stupid.
1.21 gigawatts.
Of stupidness.
I've actually never even put on headphones before, or sat in front of a microphone for that matter.
John's very excited. John's very excited about his microphone.
I am.
We actually, his mic wasn't working before, so we got him a crappy Radio Shack one, and he was very, very upset about it.
It was like from 1973.
It was not from 1973.
It really was.
It looked like the Bob Barker microphone a little bit. I will give it that.
What, my microphone? One that I brought?
Yeah.
That's a good mic, man. That was like $7.
Any mic that you get at Radio Shack that has an on and off switch is not a good mic.
All I'm saying is that you guys have these cool-ass microphones.
You have a cool mic now.
Yeah, now I do.
Yeah.
But before this, until we walked like a fucking mile to go get a cord, my microphone looked like a little penis. That's what it looked like.
It didn't. It looked like the Bob Barker microphone.
Okay, but a little bigger.
You're just a little brat. You wanted to have a big microphone,
exactly.
Big professional look.
I wanted to be like you guys.
It's
you
like
guys
people who have nice cars and they don't like, you know, it's like you're covering something up.
Exactly.
You needed the microphone
exactly.
to do it for you.
I had your average car and now look, I went and
and now you have this beautiful microphone.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, now that no one cares about microphones.
No.
Rock.
Yes.
What's up?
Nothing.
How are you?
I'm okay.
I want to get into something that's pissing me off, but I'm glad that you're doing okay. Online gambling.
What about it?
It's going to be illegal in 9 months.
Well, it's about fucking time. I mean, they were only about 3 years too late with
it. How much money would you have saved if they would have done this?
Honestly, I was thinking about this the other day, and
No lying to you. Go ahead.
No.
Maybe we should get rid of the podcast and go back to English class.
Just go.
I think I can do a radio show.
Good, you're on. Come on.
You're such a cocksucker, man.
Yo, that's why I'm here.
No, honestly, I thought about this the other day, and the number has to be somewhere between 20 and about 30 grand. Like, no lie.
Get the fuck out of here.
Dude,
Then we only have two people for the radio show.
Dude, I used to honestly... gamble away $100 a night.
We could do a little search. You could go onto like your party poker account and look at all of your history.
I have so many accounts on so many different sites. Because basically,
I know, like, it's our first show on the podcast, but we need interns. We need people on this.
We do.
No, basically, the way I would do things is eventually I would go through these stages where, okay, this is it. I'm not going to gamble online anymore. So I would cancel my account.
That always happens after a really late night of drunken gambling when you've lost all your money.
I don't gamble when I'm drunk. I really don't. No, I don't drink that much, honestly. And when I am drinking, I'm not around.
Is this an intervention? We're not really doing the radio show. You guys are trying to talk to me, aren't you?
It's true. You know what? I remember a time when... Rocco, you started with $50 and you were up almost like $2,000.
I think it was like $1,750 or so. He was playing.
Oh my god!
He was playing like $100.
I was about to die.
Heads up against that computer.
I swear to God, I was going to unplug it.
He lost it all in. I think it was under a half hour. We saw him drop.
Yeah, it happens every time.
Like, my jaw dropped. I couldn't believe it.
I can't tell you how many times. Like, I'm not bad at poker. Like, I would not consider myself a bad poker player. I don't know when to stop. Like, I can build up my bankroll, but I just
to the point where when you lose it, it hurts that much more.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I keep going and going, and eventually I can easily get my account up to about a grand or something like that. It's just the fact that usually that happens in about
an hour. So
why wouldn't you stop?
Because you don't get your fix.
Because you don't get your fix. It's not just the money. It's like
it's the adrenaline of
I don't know, man.
The money is important. Don't get me wrong. But if you can get to $1,000 in a half hour, why not try and get to $2,000 within that next hour? You've got more to play with. You've got a better chance.
Your heart. You know, you just the adrenaline. And you just you need to get your fix of the gambling.
I guess, but when we would go down the AC, if I doubled my money within the first three hands of playing poker, I'd be done.
No, you wouldn't be.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't be.
I would sit there and watch him. I don't give a fuck. I'd be done.
I let's go try it out. If there's a sponsor out there who wants to give John some money to play some blackjack with and see where he ends up.
Anyway, the reason we bring this up is because online gambling has become, they've banned it. The U.S. Senate has passed a bill to ban online gambling.
They have passed it. It does not go into effect for another 9 months, which was funny because the other night when I...
That's what I'm saying. They're way too late.
The other night when I lost my money, I called NetTel. It's illegal for the online gaming sites to operate. Operate with people from the United States. And then it is illegal for companies also to take money to put in towards gambling. Uh-huh. So I called NetTeller after I lost like $350. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need every dollar that was deposited into the account today after 12 in the afternoon to be refunded, or I'm going to have to take this to the fullest extent of the law. And I was wasting. I was arguing with the guy. And he's like,
I forgot to tell you, I have a gambling problem.
I was wasted, so I was trying to convince this guy to do it, and he basically told me to go F myself, and that was it. And I was trying to be like all mature. I was like, I'm gonna bring in the authorities. And at the end of the call, he's like, is there anything I can help you with,
sir? Gambling is against the law.
Meanwhile, you look like a giant idiot.
Oh, entirely. But at the end of the call, you know, I was trying to be like all serious. At the end of the call, the guy's like, is there anything else I can help you with? I'm like, just go fuck yourself. You know? I was trying to be all proper and stuff. And then
good job.
And then I just couldn't hold back. Then you wake up at like 6 a.m. shaking, wondering what happened.
Well, the best part is when you delete your account, you always have to talk to an operator. And the best question they ask is there a reason you're canceling your site? And every time they ask me that question, I give them, I have a huge gambling problem.
But then they won't reopen your account, which is the problem I ran into.
That's why I can't find out how much money I've lost, because then you just move on to the new site.
Exactly.
You know.
And that's
it is a problem.
Like, it's a huge honestly, problem.
I'm glad that you realize it.
I would say there are some nights, I guess.
He's coming out. We're going to get tears.
I guess if you consider my own money that I start with, how much I've lost, it's well over 10 grand, 15 grand.
Does that make you sick? I would go puke right now if I was you.
It does.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. I mean, no. I've had some.
It does the next morning, and sometimes it can go for another day or two, depending on how bad the beat was. But then, like, you know, if you lose, like, your money on Monday, by Friday, you're kind of over it.
I don't know, that's true. No, it usually sticks with you for a couple of days.
The next day is the worst, right? Would you say? If you lost your money on like Monday night, when you wake up Tuesday morning is the worst point. Because when it really, truly like
Well, no, because it hits. The only thing you can think about is how am I going to make this money back? But then...
Well, that's you.
When you make... but that's not even the thing. That's the first hurdle you have to go over. The next day you go, okay...
How much did I overdraft my bank account?
Exactly. That's overdraft. I just got overdraft protection from my bank.
I just did too.
My bank never offered it
before. I had it and then I overdrafted and I didn't pay that credit card bill, so it formed into another one. But we won't go into my
good
personal
job.
Debt. Yeah, thanks.
Good job.
Yeah.
Me and Jarrett, I would say together, me and Jarrett have...
Don't bring me into this.
Lost well over 20 grand. No, you're just as bad.
I'm as bad. I have never put in as much as he... Because when he used to go play, he would put like $200 or $300 in. I'd start with like 20.
A night.
Yeah.
Dude, I've never done online gambling. Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Yeah, but...
What do you do for fun?
You like the thought of gambling and the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
We all like that, but that satisfies you.
But see, I'll go down the AC and play and sit there for 6 hours and have the time of my fucking life.
Oh, so will we, if we can last 6 hours.
But on the computer, to me, it's just a game. Like,
well,
not an AC.
That's where, you know, it comes into That's what I'm saying. You like the atmosphere. We like the atmosphere, but we like the money and the actual playing more than the atmosphere.
Well, no, I like the playing too. I don't really pay attention
to my surroundings. But I'm saying we like it a lot more.
I guess.
It's just entertaining. Like, I could come home and sit on the couch and play poker online.
Yeah, but to me,
that's
not fun. To play online isn't fun. To play in person is way more fun. Unless I'm playing.
That's what I'm saying. That's where the difference is.
Well, like, I think I play better online, though, than I do in person because I have more balls online. No?
I definitely don't. That's why I'm happy when I go down to AC.
Really? Yeah.
I
see,
love
my thing
going
is it's a waste. It's a waste of gas in 4 hours round trip. Well, so.
You know what? Ever since you said that to me, it's ruined my life. Because I used to take trips down to AC by myself in the middle of the night.
No, I know. We went to go take several trips at points.
No, I would go by myself.
By himself. Well, that's fucking
and
pathetic.
I've told you about that.
Oh, yeah. No, I knew.
I remember the one time I drove down. AC is about 2 hours away from us. I was at the last rest stop before the exit, which is about, AC's about 10, 15 minutes from there. My girlfriend at the time, calls me up, and there's this big problem. She needs me to come home and everything. She goes, "Where are you?" I go, I'm sleeping. And she goes, "Can you come to my house right now?" And now, at the time, my house is only about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, but you're an hour and 45 minutes away.
And right now, I'm like 2 hours away, and I go, "Yeah, but you have to give me 2 hours." And she's like, "Why? I need you here now." I go, "I can't explain it, but..." Oh, no. Actually, I didn't tell her. I told her, "Okay, I'll be there in 15 minutes."
See, that's right. Rocco loves to lie about time. And there's nothing I hate more than people who lie about time because you always get caught. There's no sense in doing it. I'll be there in 10 minutes. Well, if you know you're 20 minutes away, you can't make up the time.
No, but
unless you're Dr. Brown.
This is the way I got through with it. I knew I was 2 hours away. I told her, "Okay, definitely. I'll be there. Don't worry."
I really hope the story goes to, so I went to AC, put my money on everything really quickly.
No,
it doesn't, because it's talking about you know who.
No, which I'm going to go into when this story's done. I got one that's probably going to top this, but continue.
Okay.
So
this story's going nowhere.
So I turn my car around, start driving back up, and I'm like, what am I going to do? There's no way I'm going to be at her house in 15 minutes. So I just told her my car had a flat tire and I couldn't go there.
You were right. The story
went nowhere.
I have a better story.
I knew it.
Do you remember? Did you come over when me and Rocco lived together? We had a Christmas party one year.
Yes, I was
there. Do you remember me and Rocco? We spent about $350 catering it just for like 20 people.
The food was amazing.
Oh, it was spectacular. Domenico's Pizza.
It was Domenico's. I would hardly call Domenico's amazing.
It was good.
It was tasty.
It was good.
Is this you protecting yourself? It was a lot of food. Does this make you feel better about the situation?
No.
Stupid Uggs that she was wearing that night.
God, I went to...
Oh, God.
Let me get it back in.
Go ahead.
So we have $350 of food or so for a bunch of our friends. Now, keep in mind, I remember she had just come back into your life, right? Because you guys were seeing each other for a while and she was back.
I don't know.
Just because it was Christmas time and, you know, it's in the air. It's understandable. Yeah. Rocco goes out, buys her tons of gifts, all this shit. She bought him like a razor and maybe a pair of shorts.
I don't know what
she was a stripper, by the way.
She was a stripper.
I want everybody to know that.
Thanks for throwing that in.
Go ahead, just doing it.
Okay, continuing on with our story. So we have all this food, and she goes, "Rocco!" And he's like, "Yo, what's up, baby?" Or whatever. Yes, yeah. What can I do for you,
darling?
He's like, "I want Japanese food from that place we always order." And he's like, "We just bought $350 worth of catered food for everybody."
Stupid.
And you left to go get it.
No, I didn't. I ordered it.
Oh.
They came to the door. Everyone's like, "Who's here?" I'm like, "Oh, it must be someone else from the party."
His
little Japanese guy's at the door.
Made him get her Japanese delivery. The place was good, but we had $350 worth of food there for everybody to eat, and she had to have... But Rocco, I want sushi. I don't want chicken parm and pasta and garlic bread and...
Yeah, that's stupid
fun.
All right,
ruined
I did
it.
I did it. All right, stripper. Move on.
Anyway. Move on nothing.
Dumb stripper. Did you ever hear how I found out she was a stripper?
How you found out she was a stripper?
Yeah, we had the washer or dryer in the comp, like in our...
No, thanks.
Dad.
We had a washer dryer in the apartment, and I went to go, I washed my clothes, and I went to go put them in the dryer, and I opened up the dryer door, and there was like a little Santa Claus outfit and like all these stripper clothes. Exactly. I died laughing.
I would have guessed they were Rocco's at first.
I was concerned, but then I put two and two together.
Wasn't there a time when I washed one of like her dresses or something, and glitter got all over your clothes or
all
something
over.
Like
it's
that?
Still there to this point. And then I go see my girlfriend, who's like, "Where were you? Like, you smell like the strip club." I'm like, "No, it was just because never came over." She was like, "Yeah, we're playing cards with her."
Yeah, she wasn't pleasant. I'll tell you that much.
No, she always had change though, which was good.
Yeah,
she always had dollars.
She cash out a $10, $20 bill for
lots
you.
Of singles.
Yeah.
Did you say her name?
Did I?
I did.
Someone said her name.
We all said it a couple times.
I can bleep it.
Yeah.
Because well, she's really gonna it, fucking listen.
Well, she could now that we're on MySpace. I don't know. I'll probably send something out.
Like, she's not going to know that the stripper we
exactly,
were...
Exactly,
like,
that it's her. Yeah. Who cares?
Well, whatever.
Exactly.
I don't give a fuck.
That's exactly. For making me and Rocco rush to your house at 9 a.m. The only good thing about it was we got to hear Howard Stern.
When was that?
What?
What are you talking about?
That was when... I mean, how many stories can I go into? Where do I draw the line? Yeah, exactly.
Well, speaking of gambling, John just came back from his first trip to Vegas.
He did. It's true. I heard you met a very special lady over there, John.
That's not true.
No, all right. Don't just... How is it?
It was good. Actually, I wasn't even planning on gambling, but got suckered into 3-card, which I never played before.
It's so much fun.
It really is. There's no skill involved whatsoever. It's pure luck.
Did you catch trips at all?
No.
Best feeling in the world.
Dude, I didn't catch shit. I think the highest card I got was a fucking king. I lost $200. Sorry. I don't know. It got weird for a minute there. I lost like $200 in like an hour. It was pathetic.
When me and Aaron went to Vegas, Aaron being my girlfriend, for those of you listening, we went to Vegas and I was losing the whole trip. And it was like, it can be devastating to a relationship when you go to like a casino for more. Like one day you can handle each other kind of thing. But then when you start just like losing, you're angry and you don't want to take it out on anybody, but you feel bad. But so one day I was like, you know, we'd sit by the pool, then we'd go have lunch, then I'd go gamble, she'd go back to the pool, and I was like, hey, I want to, you know, I'm going to go gamble a little bit. She's like, just don't go today. Like, you're, I'm like, no, I just want to go for a little bit. $100, that's it. I caught Trip Jacks on my first hand, won $180, I think it paid in total, and came back to the pool immediately with like the saddest look on my face. It was my first hand. She's like, wow, that was fast. I was like, it was fast. That I won $200, and we just drank and wasted it all. But it was good.
It was good. Disney. Yeah.
Disney.
Well, I was gonna say.
You wanna talk about Disney World?
I was gonna say Vegas is Disneyland for adults. It really is. I mean, it was just a fucking blast.
So is Dave and Buster's though.
The Dave and Buster's sucks.
John told me something that was interesting that I didn't know. Apparently, you can get a limo anytime. It's just like $12
it's like a
person.
What?
It's
a
cab.
No, it's like $150, but we had like 8 people with us, so it was like, it wasn't 8 people, whatever it was.
Are you just talking
but
about car service?
You called it and got it for the night, right?
You walk out. No, you walk out of the hotel.
Like a taxi?
Or casino.
Oh, you're saying in Vegas. Yeah. Okay, I was like, out of Dave and Buster's? What the hell are we doing here making a podcast?
No, when you walk out, they're sitting there like it's a cab, mm-hmm. and you just... You know, you can bargain with anybody out there.
Well, I mean, I've never been to Vegas.
I think we paid $30 to go from our casino to a strip club out there, which was the biggest waste of money.
Is that where you met her?
No.
Trying to take after your friend Rocco?
No.
They fell into the trendiest thing, too, when you go out west. They took limos to, like, In-N-Out Burger and stuff.
We did.
Everyone's all of a sudden, you know, addicted to In-N-Out Burger.
I took a cab to In-N-Out Burger.
I'll tell you right now, In-N-Out Burger,
How many times have you had it?
It's good.
Once.
Exactly.
It's all right.
That's the problem. No. And anyone who is listening, if we were live, could back me up on this. Go to our MySpace, myspace.com/...
Crash Test Radio.
Oh, okay, that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
myspace.com/Crash Test Radio. Leave us a comment, or, well, I guess you can't yet. You can message us. In-N-Out Burger, it's good the first time you have it. You have to have it at least twice, and then you realize how good it is. And this is not the first time this has been brought up. It's a strange thing. I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you right now. No, it wasn't bad.
It's like they put the drug into you, and then the next time you enjoy it.
But the funny part was...
It's like smoking pot. Like the first time it doesn't work.
It was so... It was so bad because we took the limo there because we were going to another casino. Well, when we got there, the limo driver was being a pain in the ass and didn't want to wait. So I had to wait in the car so that he wouldn't drive away.
Yeah.
You know? So they finally came out. When he came out, when we all came out, he made us put the food in the trunk because he didn't want the limo to smell.
That's reasonable.
I guess.
That makes sense.
So then we went over.
He was thinking we were going to side with him.
It's true. I did. dicks. But we went over to another casino, and like the Bellagio or something. It was like really nice. So now we have to eat this food out on in front of where everybody walks in. Mm-hmm. We're sitting there eating it. We look like a bunch of fucking bums because there's this wedding as their wedding was walking in, mm-hmm. and there all these gown and all these beautiful people. We're sitting there eating.
All these beautiful people.
We're sitting there stuffing our faces with In-N-Out Burger. I felt like a bunch of bums. I like ruined this woman's wedding. I swear.
Story Did you apologize?
Nowhere. I'm sorry. I suck.
All right, we're gonna have to put John to time out.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just gonna be quiet for.
You
a
know.
While. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, douchebag.
Keep telling your story.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks. Like you didn't bomb before. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, we're all taking our stab at internet radio. What can I say?
First time in front of a microphone.
So if you are just tuning in and expecting Man of the Hour, you're not hearing it. This is Crash Test Radio with John Rocco and myself, Jarrett. We are not live tonight, but we will be live starting this Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern to 10. We are...
You should definitely check it out.
Yeah,
that's all I got.
That's all John's got.
That's it.
You should definitely check it out.
That's it.
That's it?
That's it.
What pissed you off this week, Rocco?
What pissed me off this week?
I had a lot of things that pissed me off this week.
Well, what pissed you off this week?
I was getting onto the train coming home from New York, and the guy was getting off with a skateboard. Stupid. What? Why do you have a skateboard?
Why the fuck
would that It's a form of transportation.
So what?
Well, it also pissed me off that I got onto the wrong side. Maybe that was what it was. I was on the wrong side of the path, and then I missed my train.
Good job.
So in turn, I went to the liquor store, bought liquor.
There you go.
Drank it on the next train that I finally caught, got home, lost $600 in gambling.
This is why I don't take public transportation. I drive to the city every time I go.
I usually do, yeah. But since the train station's so close now, it's so fast and so easy.
I don't care.
I wasn't
it's
asking.
Annoying.
It's annoying. It is. I like going into the city on my own terms. I think the city's frustrating enough.
Exactly.
To the fact where I have to keep up with schedules.
What about traffic?
That doesn't bother me. It'll
as long as I
move.
Know that I can get out of the city when I want. I don't have to worry about anything.
I understand that, but if you're going in at like 5:30 and you're going to sit in traffic, you'd rather sit in traffic for 2 hours and take a half-hour train.
Yes.
15-minute train and then 15-minute path.
Yes.
And you could be at the best Chinese restaurant in the world.
It's fine.
It's so good.
I'm telling you right now, I would much rather drive.
Fair enough. So we're going to take a small little break here so we can let our ears breathe from headphones. I need to grab another drink.
Oh, God.
But we're going to play a song for you. It's by my friends. They're called Quiet Drive. When All That's Left Is You is the name of the record. The song is called Rise from the Ashes. This is Quiet Drive here on...
Crash Test Radio.
Radio!
Oh, that was gay.
I fell right through the floor.
What's up, guys?
We're back. That was Quiet Drive, Rise from the Ashes, When All That's Left Is You. Make sure you go check out that record. Those guys rule.
All right. Now, I think Jared has some news items for
I do
today.
Have a couple of things that I want to touch on, Rocco, if you wouldn't mind. There is a man recites pie to the 100,000th place. A Japanese mental health counselor recited pi to the 100,000th decimal from memory fully on Wednesday.
What a loser.
I would attempt to say his name. He's age 60, and he needed more than 16 hours to recite that. Do you realize how many numbers that is to memorize?
I don't understand 100,000...
100. I can do 3.14, and then I say 1. Cause
I don't even think John could have done that.
No, I can't recite any of it. But my
I think 3.14.
3.14. That's all I know.
3.1429. I think is what it is. Look it up. Find out.
I don't get
it.
I really don't get it. I don't understand why nobody stopped him in
and just smacked him
16 hours. Yes,
and just smacked him and just said, "What are you doing with your life?"
I don't understand.
I'll go this far. 3.14159265358 9.
For some reason, I have a feeling Google was somewhere behind that.
And then there's, and then it just has a bunch of dots. So I assume that's it.
I think they make. Does anybody make a coffee book of pie?
What?
A coffee book that you just put on your coffee table and it's just pie.
I hope not.
That would be. I would buy that.
No, you wouldn't.
I would totally buy
I
that.
I don't smack you what you're
saying. If I walked into your house and you had that on your table, I would throw it at you.
No, if you made a. If you got a really nice cover and really nice everything and it just had the big pie symbol on the front and you literally opened to page one and it was just the start of pie and it was just white paper, black ink, and just the numbers going all the way across and like a full book of it.
I would put a. I would kill you.
What is
it would just be like an artsy thing. I feel like thing about I feel like that. IKEA would sell nothing. It or something like that.
So I'm saying the only interesting thing that can come out of that is me throwing it across the room.
Where was this guy from, Jared?
He was from Japan, I believe.
Oh, from Japan.
Yeah.
Oh,
shocker.
Yeah.
Way to break some fucking
stereotypes.
They're
awesome at numbers.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they don't do anything else. They
yes,
do
they
math.
Do. I've been to Japan. They do lots of things.
Japan should just like spit on that man for like just.
I think it's amazing. That's why I was sharing it. We could go into... I think there was a better story, too, that I was reading in the news. I just had to put my stuff together. I believe the quote was, "Flying Elvis misjudged distance from ground."
Now, that sounds more interesting than some guy saying,
"What he pulled the...
A flying
too.
Elvis suffered a broken pelvis during the grand opening of the Glacier Peaks Casino." Yes! Paul... It looks like his name is Moron, but it's A-N, unfortunately. But we'll go Moron instead. Paul Moron is a member of the Flying Elvis, a 10-member skydiving team made up of Elvis Presley impersonators who were hired to parachute into the parking lot at the casino on Friday. Other members of the troupe said the Las Vegas man apparently misjudged the landing and hit the ground at 50 miles per hour.
What a douchebag. God.
I talked to his family Monday, and they said he's doing well, but he did break his pelvis.
So let me hold on. So
he's
fell.
He's a checkerface, that's what he is.
So he fell at 50 miles an hour, and all he did was break his pelvis?
Yeah, I guess that's not the end of the world.
No. He should have died.
Did the chute go off at all? Like,
well, I would think it definitely had to at some point, or you'd hit a bit faster.
He should have died. 50 miles. Imagine getting hit by a car at 50 miles an hour. You'd die.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand.
Or break your pelvis.
Apparently.
Yeah, he's lucky, I guess.
Did you hear about this this dumb shit? Vote for my opponent, please. Paul Harrelds, or Harold, I don't know what the I can't read, entered the primary for a city council seat in his Minneapolis St. Paul suburb, but then he landed a new job that said they wouldn't let him leave, or he wouldn't have enough time with his new job to leave for his new commitments. Uh-huh. So he's now saying that he wants people to vote for his opponent. I guess he can't back out of the race for some reason, and he's pushing for his opponent to win. I tried my best not
That's
to get any
to do
votes,
it,
he said.
What?
It didn't work. He came in second in a 3-way race, advancing to the November ballot.
I don't know if anybody cares, but my computer just shut off this piece of shit.
Well, that's good because you shouldn't be playing. Were you MySpacing hard? Was that the problem, Josh?
I was.
Josh, I just called you Josh.
So tell us more about your girlfriend.
Yeah, I want to get back into this.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Is that because she's married?
You look at you. You're getting all red.
You are.
You're swallowing.
I'm getting red because I'm fucking drunk. That's why I'm getting
red. It could be because it's 800,000 degrees in
this. It's fucking hot.
For those of you listening.
Do we refer to this as the studio or the kitchen?
John is drinking Yellowtail Merlot. It seems to be his favorite brand of wine.
It's not true.
I have like a kitty glass.
Why? You always buy it.
I don't always buy it.
You are the first person I ever saw that buys Yellowtail.
No, Chitty does too. Jared's roommate.
Speaking of online gambling, hey Kiger, get in here.
You see this dead air right here? It's kind of uncomfortable.
Give me some. Give me some. Tom wants his little music. He wants his music to walk in with. That's the problem. All right, come over here, Tom.
Tom, don't you want
to
talk
about
online gambling?
That's not exactly good.
Tom, we want to hear how much money you won online gambling last week.
$6,000.
How the fuck did you win $6,000 online gambling?
Get by the mic.
Come on.
Tom,
the singer from
I'm
going to
be honest with you,
everybody.
Tom, right now, I really fucking hate you.
Lots and lots of pot limit Omaha. 10-20.
How long did you play for?
Well, I think I heard you talking earlier, considering my room's right next to the studio.
So, way to blow up our spot.
Our studio smells like butt, by the way. Not to like.
Maybe that's why it was $4.99.
You were saying how you win it all in about 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, I won one pot that was like.
Like you can
that was
literally.
Like $4,100, one hand.
$4,100?
How much money did
you have that much? Yeah, how much
money? I put $800 on the table.
Okay.
$800 down.
I lost the $30 pot
on a 10-20 blind table.
That's amazing, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can win a lot of money online fast, but, I mean, you just have to have the will.
You have to be a bad player.
Pretty much, you do.
To win fast, you have to be bad.
It's true. It really is.
You have to make some call, like, on a flush draw, and then catch it. And then you win big, because everyone else has the hand, and they'll only call because they don't think you'll catch it.
That's amazing.
So...
See, I would have gave that all back in about another hour if I just sat there. I would have given the $6,000 all back. Did you just stop? Like, what point were you at before $6,000?
I was down a lot.
Were you?
Yeah, I was down a couple, like 1,000 or two.
Oh,
really?
God.
Wasn't there a point you said you were down $1,750 and you won an $1,800 pot right before you went to bed?
Yeah.
What were the blinds? What were the blinds?
$10.20. $10.
Jesus. And so you won $6,000, you said? So how
That's
come
awesome,
I paid
Congratulations.
For my bottle of wine is what I want to know.
Tom was an owl.
I don't understand.
It's not even in my bank account.
Well, maybe you should get on that, buddy.
That's awesome, man. How good do you feel about yourself?
I feel okay.
I feel like you're downplaying this so much.
You totally are.
I don't know. I don't have any liquor in me.
$6,000. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's 6,000.
Yeah, thanks.
That's
I
awesome.
I get that part. I help you understand.
Did you hear about John's new girlfriend?
Yeah, let's go into that.
Why do we keep going back to this?
Because it's an amazing story. Because you're text messaging with a woman who's married. She has a child. Wait. Ooh. I got the look.
There might be a fight. I swear to God, after this thing goes
it's
off.
It's okay. It's not like her husband watches the show.
All right.
Watches.
Hold on. This is as far as I'm going to get into it right now.
Okay.
And then after that, it's dropped. When I went out to Vegas... A friend of mine has a friend that lives out there. She used to live in Jersey. Now she lives out there. Didn't really think much of it because she's married. And she lives out in Vegas. But she ended up being one of the coolest fucking girls I've ever met. We hung out. We were attached to the hip the entire time. Just good times. That's all.
Yeah.
And so what? We've been texting each other since then. Who gives a shit?
She's married.
So
You're
what?
You're text messaging each other that you... have more... You're
no.
You're going to go visit...
No.
Does hubby know about you? Does her husband know? Okay.
No.
Then obviously there's some guilt or something wrong there.
There's nothing involved.
I don't understand. Like,
there was no physical contact.
Because you thought it was going to happen.
Liar!
You wanted it to happen.
Tell us what you know, you goddamn liar!
There was no physical contact out there. It was just pure fun. We had a great time. That's it.
Can't smoke in the studio, babe.
I really wish we could. I'll be honest with you.
Apparently Tom's going for it.
Can I please
it, Tom?
Just one time? I'm doing it.
It says like button here, dude.
But no, there was no. Does. Listen, we just really had a good fucking time out in Vegas. And so what?
You're
I'm
going back to visit her.
You're going back to Vegas with the sole purpose of just going to see this girl.
80% reason.
You're
to
a liar. You're a liar. You know something that you're not telling us, you slimy scumbag liar.
You're smoking
brilliant. Listen,
you.
What?
She text messages you. She's like, I'm going to be with my husband. Don't message me.
Yeah.
That's guilt.
It's not true. No.
What? Wait, whoa.
And
hold on. Hold on a second. I just have one question for you. What do you have her on your phone as?
What does she have you?
BFF, because we are best friends forever.
That is the lamest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life.
What do you mean?
How are you best friends forever with this girl? You met her on a 4-day weekend.
So what?
I don't understand.
We had that. It's just that kind of connection. There, nothing else happened. That was the kind of connection we had.
Does she have you as BFF as well?
Probably.
That is
BFFE, actually.
Best friends forever and ever.
Probably. I think that's what it was.
Do you put the A in or no?
What the fuck does that even?
Rocco would know more about that.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Because he's lying about it.
I'm not lying about anything.
You're not being honest. Does that?
And I know she's going to be listening, so I apologize for this.
It's okay. Hopefully, Blender will be listening too.
Good, good, good.
All I'm saying is, it's not that big of a deal. That it's just
that you're going not that, that big a woman of a deal. Is married and she's going to cheat on her husband with
no,
you.
No,
how is that
no
not a big deal?
Involved. There's did no you, cheating involved.
Why is that?
Did you not tell me that one day she text messaged you over? What? What'd you give me that look for?
We got to pause. We got to pause. Let's hear it. Go.
No, I don't know where you're going.
I'm
going
to mute your microphone. Rocco, go with this.
Over you mute my microphone.
No, it's not that bad. It's not over 200 times she text messaged you.
We had a conversation all day through text.
Why don't you just fucking call each other?
Do you leave MySpace comments for each other too?
Nah, there wasn't that many.
Does she have MySpace?
Yeah, she
does. Can we give it out over the air?
No, are you out of your fucking mind? Are you crazy? What happened
to your girlfriend? Slightly.
John,
yeah, I thought you have a girlfriend.
No, that ended the day I got back from Vegas.
Tom, come over.
Oh, I got
which I know she probably won't be listening to this, so it doesn't really matter.
Come on, Tom, sit over here. I don't think anyone's listening to this. Again, if you are listening to the show and you have any interest in it and you want to tell us how much you hate us or love us or how great John is or how much I suck, anything along those lines, please go to our MySpace page, sign up to be our friends, myspace.com/... you can't
John
do it?
Like, no. Crash Test Radio.
Crash Test Radio, MySpace.
Or... you can email us at crashtestradio@yahoo.com.
There you go.
That's our Yahoo sponsored email address. They gave it to us for free because we were plugging them on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there any, are there any more items in the news?
Any or, items in the news?
I'm just going to have to fight with John the whole
listen,
day.
Listen, it is what it is. It's just two kids.
It's the most absurd
kids.
Thing I've
She's
ever heard.
She's married, then she has a kid. Once you have a kid,
so
you're no
what?
Longer a kid.
You're
we're
not a kid.
Friends.
Once
you're
25
have a kid.
Years old.
Yeah.
And so what? We're just friends. I don't understand what the big deal is.
You're not going to make out with her when you go to Vegas.
No.
I think you're a liar.
Listen, I am a Catholic.
Is that
born
because
and
married
raised.
Women don't make out? They just bang?
No. We don't do anything. We're just two
liar!
People.
Liar! Tell us what you know, you goddamn liar! It's,
we
you are
just two people who just are really good friends. It would be like if you lived out
good friends,
Vegas.
You've known them for 4 days.
So what? We just had that kind of connection. I don't understand what the big deal is.
Everyone thinks John is full of shit. Clap. Stand
you guys
up
are,
and take a bow.
You guys are out of your fucking minds. I swear to God.
Well,
I just like how
live.
John said he wasn't going to talk about any of this, and he told us absolutely
we got
everything.
It all. I don't even think we
he actually told
the,
us everything.
We were
didn't
gonna,
even.
Yeah, we were going to save this for the live show, but it's done now. But we
I
can
like
still call her
way.
For the live show.
No, it's not.
You're going to call her. I'll call her hubby.
No, well, that's the thing. The first time I talk to this girl, it will be on the radio show. You
no,
know
it's not going to happen.
Why not?
If you come with me to Vegas in 4 months, then you can meet her. But until then, it's not happening.
You should just make this into a therapy show for John. Just bring a bottle of wine.
Well, that's actually what this is. This is not a radio. This is an
that's
intervention,
why,
John.
By the
we're
way,
here, we're
for
here
the
for
girl we're talking about, the reason why I'm talking about this is because I have about... a little over half a bottle of wine in me, and I apologize.
Well, you really. You
why
don't
you just
we
drink
didn't
it from
say
the bottle?
Any names. The only person that's going to know is her.
I know, but I feel like a fucking douchebag now.
And her hubby, if she sees BFF and she calls and hears your voicemail and then hears your name and puts it all together. But that.
We're just
that,
friends.
What's
it's
her,
not a big deal.
BFFE. BFFE. What's her hubby do for a living?
I have no idea.
What does she do?
A very long title. She works with scientists.
I call it strip. She's a stripper for scientists.
No, I've been down that road. I won't go down that road again.
Dating strippers?
Yes.
I know someone who does.
I didn't ever date a stripper, but I've hung out with a stripper after she got done working, and
I
will never do that again.
We know.
I used to date a stripper, and it wasn't that bad. Like
it is.
It was kind of fun.
No, bullshit. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm kind of a jealous person, so I really could never. Date a stripper.
But Tom used to strip, but it never bothered me because we're just two dudes in the band together.
That's cool.
All right, we're going to go into another song, take a little bit of a break. These are my friends Red Light, Green Light from New Jersey. That is D-Rock's band for you two. Check out this song. They have a new record out. It's called Music Theory is for Suckers. You can pick it up at loudmerch.com/redlightgreenlight. Here
and
goes
we'll be
music.
Back on Crash Test Radio.
We will be.
Only on iDobe.com.
Bazing! We'll be right back.
Welcome back, guys. It's Crash Test Radio on idobe.com.
That was Red Light, Green Light. The song's off Music Theory is for Suckers. You can get it at loudmerch.com/redlightgreenlight based out of Jersey if you're interested.
I actually like that a lot. I've never heard Derek's new band. I feel bad, but now that I have.
That's why I'm playing it to the world.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I'm still not going to like go out and buy anything by them.
Well, you're a dick.
It's true.
That's John Secunda.
That was John Secunda, Derek.
Yeah, it's all right, man.
What I want to do is take that song, put it on my iPod, and purchase an Oh My Bod. Have any of you guys heard about this?
No.
I have no idea what you're babbling about.
The Oh My Bod vibrator is a whole new way to enjoy your iPod or any other music player.
Oh, did you say vibrator?
I did, but I heard a weird noise. We're getting used to this new equipment
that happened
and stuff, so.
Once before, too.
It could be me chewing. I don't know.
All right. Everyone loves music. Everyone loves sex. Oh My Bod combines music and pleasure to create the ultimate accessory.
Are you kidding me?
That
right
is
now?
So cheesy.
It's a vibrating iPod.
It's a piece that you stick onto your. You can go to the website is. And I better get a free one of these. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. But if I'm plugging something, I expect to get it. It's www.omybod. And the my is mibod.com. A whole new way to plug and play.
Does it vibrate like in tune to the music? Like
yeah, simply plug like Oh My Bod into your iPod or any music player, and it automatically vibrates to the rhythm and intensity of the music. Therefore, if you wanted to, you know, if you were looking for a nice, calm Miles Davis type night, you put Miles Davis on. Now, if you're looking for a hell of a thing, you put that Red Light, Green Light on.
That's
and,
awesome.
So wait,
let
awesome.
Your body feel the vibrations
Does
as you get down
like
with
penis?
Your favorite tunes. It looks like if Mac made a penis because it's like slick looking like all of the stuff they do. You know, like how everything that Apple makes looks cool.
Yeah,
it looks cool. I mean.
Oh, my bod brings personal enjoyment into the light of a new day.
That is the stupidest more than just a pleasure fucking joy. Thing I've ever heard.
Oh, my bod.
Have you ever actually whacked off while driving?
I'm going to go with no, but I wouldn't put it past me.
I swear to I did it a couple weeks ago.
And why? You finished?
Yeah.
Why'd you do it?
I was taking my girlfriend to a thing up in Long Island, and it was about, you know, 2 a.m, and I was driving back, and I don't.
So
I
she
don't
wasn't
know.
With you anymore?
No, she wasn't. I dropped her off. I was on my way back home. I had like a 2.5-hour drive in front of me.
Gotcha.
And I don't know. All of a sudden, I just like had the urge to. You
Are
know,
you kidding me?
Like, you stop
like
at a
this
rest
is
stop.
No bullshit.
No, I swear, I had. We went to Dunkin' Donuts or something before, so I had some napkins. I wasn't worried about cleanup.
So I had a croissant, which, and I didn't eat it all.
So I'm not watching television, Dad. I'm just laying around jacking it.
But I just, I don't know. It's something over. I couldn't wait the 2 hours to get home.
Well, why didn't you just stop somewhere?
Because I thought it'd be a funny story if I did it while I was driving. And the best part is, like,
really, what are you doing to you? You're like, oh, look at that cabrio over there, you and your champagne you just, color.
I don't know. Well, just thought about
you know what? Mind you, I just remembered that you don't have a radio in your car.
No, I had her car. I had a radio.
Ew.
Oh, you jerked off in your girlfriend's car.
Yeah. Did you tell her you did this?
No,
she
no one
knows
until
now, doesn't
now.
She?
Wow.
She's listening. Probably not. Probably doing something else fun. Yeah, right? Was it difficult to drive?
No, I had the one hand. The weird part was like I kind of had to like lean up from my seat to kind of get up because I couldn't just sit there and kind of like that was boring.
Talk about
I kind of had
sex.
To like stretch out and kind of you know lean up. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
I
so wait. Where
I
did the nut land? That's what I want to know.
I had a napkin.
How long did it take?
So, I just you know.
So what? You had a napkin? Did it hit the steering wheel?
Did you move to the right lane?
Wait, whoa!
I have so many questions.
Haven't you ever used like a tissue or something? You just kind of bundle it up, and you know, make kind of like a dam.
No.
No.
Really? Are you a fucking beaver?
No, don't you? Like, well, I hate cleanup. That's the worst part of jacking it. You know, so. Basically, I've developed this technique where you kind of just use a tissue.
And you can see this at roccostechniques.com.
You kind of just build a dam and just, you know, it's all there in the tissue. And there's no cleanup.
Does this dam generate power?
The tissue, I threw it out the window.
This is like, that is weird.
Is it a goddamn?
That is that weird. Really weird?
That is weird.
I think it's weird that he jerked off in his girlfriend's car when driving home. I think you're totally overlooking that point.
Yeah, what do you think is weird? That? I mean, obviously
no,
that's
the whole
weird. But
damn
the
thing.
Cleanup?
Yeah, that's weird.
Why? When you? What do you just let it go all over the place on the walls, on the computer, on your drapes?
I don't nut. I
your
don't
sister?
Hit, like, the ceiling or anything.
But where do you go? You oh so you just get it all over like your pants?
Not my pants. I don't know, like my stomach or wherever it goes.
Oh, that is the most disgusting thing
and then
I've
you clean
ever
it
heard.
Up. I don't understand what the problem is. Then you clean.
I mean,
it up.
Yeah, that's happened to me.
Do you want to market a damn product?
Do you ever almost hit yourself in the face?
Yes.
That's creepy. Isn't that gross?
Numerous times.
Yeah, that's gross, man.
I'm just keeping quiet on this one.
Yeah.
I don't
and for
understand.
Anybody who's listening, I know a certain someone in Vegas is very uncomfortable right now, but it's all right.
I'm uncomfortable
will you
right
stop
now.
Stop talking about the certain someone
go.
From Vegas.
Yes,
she
go.
Doesn't.
Her name is
care.
Jenny. Her husband, his name
just
is
go.
Hubby, and his phone number is.
Go.
Okay, wait. So, haven't you ever used like a tissue or something? Like, you've never had the joy of no cleanup? Like, every time you do it, you
there's
have
always,
to like take
always.
A shower?
Well, you've done it into like the toilet. That's what I was going to say. You've done
no.
that.
No.
I've done that.
Yeah.
You stood in front of a fucking toilet? That's so not sexy, by the
no,
way.
No, like, I, not like my own bathroom. Like,
what?
Obviously.
So, in other people, so you mean to
dude,
tell
I've
me,
done it in weird places.
So, you mean to tell me that you did it in my bathroom?
Mm-mm.
Did it in your mother's
no,
bathroom?
No, not your bathroom. Like, I'm saying, if
wait,
I'm.
Wait, so where
else,
are the other weird places that you've done it?
Oh, well, I'm saying,
let's
like,
go into that,
when I was
shall
in
we?
When I was in the band and we, you know, we'd stay at hotels, you can't. You know, do it on the bed, like in front of everyone. So you'd be in the bathroom or something, and every now and then, yeah, I'd just shoot it in the toilet.
I guess
or
that's
in the shower.
Oh, you have. I know you have weirder places than a hotel bathroom.
Yeah,
I gotta think.
Weird,
yeah. No, I mean, yeah, obviously.
I did. I'm not gonna lie to you. Right now, this is the first time I ever told anybody.
He's gonna say McDonald's. I know he's gonna say McDonald's.
No, I did it when I was in middle school.
In the school?
Yeah, I was taking a test.
Oh, I've done that.
By myself in a classroom, and for
in
some reason.
In a classroom?
What? Yeah. What? That's
I did
we, you were like, I did that. Like, wait, I didn't know we were going there. Yeah. In the classroom?
Yeah, I was taking a test. I don't know. I was like in sixth or seventh grade. I was.
I didn't know my penis was until 3 weeks ago.
Oh, come on.
No, I did it in middle school, like sixth or seventh grade, but in the bathroom.
No.
And I remember I just did it on the wall.
No, nobody was in the classroom with me. I had to take a test by myself.
We got that part of the story.
Yeah, but.
Weren't you nervous?
Nah.
I was nervous taking a test in the room by myself because I thought like the teacher was still watching me. Nah. So you know,
I get nervous when I do it in my room and my parents.
No,
are home.
I knew nobody.
That's because your mom barges in everywhere.
That's true.
You should call her.
Yeah,
no,
you should call that yenta.
Get her on the phone.
Oh well, eventually.
But no, I'm saying right now.
We don't have a way to put her on.
Ask her. It would be great if you could ask her if she ever has she ever walked in on you.
She walked in on me having sex.
Oh my God!
What was his name?
No, well, you know,
Joe?
She was on top of me and my mom, like you said. No, no, not my mom.
Yeah, oh, preface these things. What if people are just tuning in right now?
No.
Expecting to hear Man of the Hour.
No, so basically, I guess that could be a funny story. The girl was, she was just on top of me and whatever.
I'm still curious what girl it is.
My mom.
She's a stripper, of course.
My mom barges into the room.
Rock out!
She jumps off of me and it was just awkward. Like, what do you want? And she's just like, I'm going to whack. And okay, great. You know, great. Well, you know, she knew. She walked out, whatever. And but the next thing I knew, I'm like, where's the condom? Like, it just was gone. And I already finished.
That's what happens when you have a small penis.
No, no, no. Because she jumped off of me so fast. And
I just sucked into her.
It was, I remember it was four.
She
it was
tensed up.
It was like 4 o'clock. And I was like, we are going to Planned Parenthood right now. I threw her clothes at her.
Are you kidding
and
me?
And we got in the car and just like raced away. I had to get to
what'd you get? The morning
Planned
after
Parenthood.
Pill?
Yeah. I just like had to get out of there and I don't want, you know, little Rocco's running around, especially because my mom burst in on me.
It's called abortion. It's like $400-$300, something like that.
Honestly, I've never had to go that route.
Me neither.
Thought I did a bunch of times.
I almost did, but no, I never have.
Mm-hmm.
I was shitting my pants, to be honest with you.
Well, because she was married and already had a child.
No. Oh, Jesus.
Well, that's the awkward part, too. When you have to go and get the pregnancy tests. I made sure to go to a supermarket where you do self-checkout and everything. However.
No, that's a really good idea, though. I mean, I never.
Pregnancy tests were behind the counter at the pharmacy, and sure enough, a guy I went to high school with is right there. Luckily, I didn't care. I was
he's working at the supermarket. So
well, he was working at the pharmacy.
Exactly. So
and I had to ask. I was like, dude, I need pregnancy tests. And he's like,
yeah, but then you look like the man.
No. Yeah, I guess.
No,
well, I didn't
I
feel like
so.
The man
I think so.
At that
see,
time.
I'm going to have to, we're going to have to agree to disagree with each other.
I don't know, because then he's getting late. Then you know damn well he's getting late.
It's not about being late.
At that point, I'm not like, you know, super psyched that I'm getting laid and I want to show this kid.
Exactly.
But this kid is thinking, wow, this dude's getting laid.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's thinking this kid's fucked. He's about to have a child. It may suck that I work at ShopRite, but it's not as bad as having a kid at 20.
I guess.
Oh, crazy son of a bitch.
That's what he was thinking.
It's not that bad to have a kid at 20.
But so I was so nervous about this thing because I know like some pregnancy tests are different from others. So, and I wanted to make sure, you know, so I go, I need a pregnancy test or whatever. He's like, which one? I was like, well, give me two of those and two of the other brand.
I ended up buying the first time I bought condoms, and there were so many people in line. It was at 7-Eleven. The guy was making fun of me for
it.
I was just like, give me like just like five
whatever.
Or six different packs.
Give me the variety
creepy?
Pack.
Yeah. Is it creepy that I'm 25 years old and I'm still like utterly embarrassed to go buy condoms?
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, it's understandable.
Is that weird?
But like, you got to get over it.
I can't do it.
Like,
I get so uncomfortable.
That's the point where I'm like, oh, this guy's like, yeah, this
exactly.
Guy's
getting yeah, late. The
not
the,
at the pregnancy, you know, at the pharmacy when I'm buying pregnancy.
Precisely. God, I wish I had sound effects for applause right there. That was beautiful.
I'm
so
sure Rocco
well
does,
put.
But it's a little too late for that.
It's
now,
a bit,
isn't it?
But no, that's yes,
that's
Rocco
completely
is
true.
Correct. Yes,
when I'm standing in front of 7-Eleven and Omar's behind the counter, and I'm, you know, he's got a work there all night. But that's the time when I'm going, wow, you know, this guy's like, wow, this guy's going to get laid and I have to stand here and
I'm working.
Do you
exactly
work
now,
at 7-Eleven
precisely
all
now you want
that's
to go
when
in,
you're cool
you want yeah. to go into stereotypes here now
no I don't
okay well,
I have no
bad.
Interest I actually want to get to another song if that's cool with you guys.
That sounds good, man.
All right, let's hear Window Frames by Paulson. And as I was saying before, if you're interested in the record, loudmerch.com/Paulson has it. This is Window Frames. We'll be right back.
the songs Window Panes. You can pick the record up at loudmerch.com/Paulson. They're from Jersey, like us. Band rules. Check them out.
Jarrett, I have some bad news, brother.
The results are in.
I have AIDS.
No, man. The show is coming to an end.
I was just watching Philadelphia. It made me think about you. You ever call somebody and say that? It's weird. The show is coming to an end. I believe we got a minute left or so. But I had fun. I think
it was a pretty damn good show.
I hope so. Go to our MySpace if you listen today.
MySpace.com/CrashTestRadio.
And once you get there, if you could leave a message or a comment or be our friend or something along those lines.
Anything would be great.
And remember, guys, we're going to be on Monday nights, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
We're starting Columbus Day. I'm dressing up.
On Adobe.com.
What are you going to be for Columbus Day, John? You still haven't told us.
Have fun, buddy.
What?
Do I have to buy my girlfriend something?
It's very, very, very possible. So, but... Well, Monday.
That's about it, guys.
Monday it is.
Monday it is. We will see you guys there. I'm Jarrett.
I'm Rocco.
And John.
So thank you again to Man of the Hour, Tom at Adobe, for having us on in this slot tonight. We appreciate it. We'll see you guys on Monday night. Thanks again for listening. We appreciate it. Tell your friends.